Yeah, this is Pierre Hart, Police Department in Oregon.
Yes, sir.
Did you get any reports from UFOs here the day before yesterday?
No, sir.
You didn't? You want one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have both a sworn statement from one person and I taped another person. And I understand our neighboring city got four calls. I also had a third call without a caller refused to give a name, so I don't actually trace down people that don't give their name.
Right.
Okay, are you interested in hearing the tape?
Is it quite lengthy?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Describe to me what you see.
Well, I'm not sure. It's just looked outside and I, you can't really see the ocean from our place, so I looked over this bank and it's white. And it just went down the ocean. It looked like it came from the seaside.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple minutes ago.
Okay. And, how fast was it extremely?
I really wouldn't know how to guess. I really don't know.
Okay. Was it, have any particular shape to it?
It seemed to be oblong, you know, thin and long. Cylindrical, maybe.
Okay. And it traveled from south to north and then, did it, what direction did it go from there? Did it continue north or?
I lost sight of it because of it. I lost sight of it. It kept on going straight.
Yeah, okay. Now, does it have any particular color to it?
Green and yellow, maybe.
Green and yellow.
Greenish yellow.
With a white constant, the sort of light?
It is flickering, kind of.
Flickering. Okay. Any other peculiarities that you can see about it? Was peculiar in any manner, such as leaving the frame or anything of this nature?
No, I didn't leave trail. I couldn't. For a minute, I thought maybe it slowed down or stopped even, but I can't be positive of that.
Okay, what is your name again? I'll tell you what I'd like for you to do to help us out. If you would sit down on a piece of paper and write down what you saw and describe it thoroughly, describe the direction which is east and south, the north and the south, of course, and write down everything you can about it.
Well, that followed the reporting
right.
You give me about it. The sworn statement that I have has a brief too. It says the night of Monday, the 11th of October, about 5 minutes to 9 p.m., I went outside to take a star reading for my physics class. I looked in the direction of my star, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a yellowish-brown light from seaside moving up and down. I ran into the house, got a coat, and ran out to the beach. The light was steady, not blinking. When the craft was going up and down, but it started blinking when it was moving. The craft stopped over at a condo, that's the condominiums we have here.
Mm-hmm.
The light again stopped, then blinking. The craft shot a beam of light toward the horizon above where the sun would set, then took off for Astoria. The light began to blink and the craft moved out of sight. I'm a notary public, so I have him swear to this one.
Oh, great.
This guy, a kid, it's a young lad, a high school kid by the name of, interesting enough, his father is a teacher at one of our local colleges, and he too is an astronomer. I investigate these things with an open mind both ways to determine whether or not before I even called you.
Oh, that's great. Well, we sure appreciate this very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye. Center in Washington.
Oh, yes.
We understand that you saw something in the sky the other night.
Yeah, would you like me to tell you about it?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I don't know if you're familiar with this area at all, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, then I'll just use, like, north and south, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I was went out to take a star reading for a class of mine, a physics class.
Right.
Right, and I noticed that over a town in Seaside, which is about a mile and a half away, south, there was this flash, well, it wasn't flashing then, but it was a constant light that was over the town, more or less, out over the ocean, too.
Right.
That was going up and down. And so I ran into the house and got on a coat, and I decided to run down to the beach, see if I could see it any better.
Right.
And by this time it had started going across the ocean from south going northward. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
Okay. And once it started moving, it's not up and down, but once it started moving northward, it started to blink. It was kind of a brownish yellow light.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then it went up and it stopped probably about three-quarters of a mile up by the condominiums. There's a big apartment complex up there. And it stopped about over there. And then when it stopped, the light stopped blinking too.
That is the whole light?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It stopped blinking, but it was steady light.
Right.
Okay, and then it shot out a kind of whitish light out towards the horizon, like where the sun would set.
Uh-huh.
And then in a few seconds, it just took off up northward, and then it went out of sight.
Okay, now when it took off, was that at fairly high speed?
It seemed to be, yeah.
Okay, now this, when you originally spotted this object, was it the same color? I mean, it was maintained the same color during the entire observation.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of a brownish yellow, almost maybe even a little tinge of green in there, but I don't know about how greenish it was. It was really more brownish.
Now, you said it was moving up and down. Any idea of how many degrees this thing was moving?
I should have used my astrolabe and checked that out. I'd say maybe 5 or 10 degrees, somewhere.
Okay, and it was remaining over the same area at the time?
As far as I could tell.
Okay.
And that was probably about 2 miles away. Yeah, mile and a half or 2 miles, it seemed about down that far.
Now when it started to move from there, did it move at high rate of speed?
It was a constant speed. I think it was faster than maybe an airplane. Maybe.
Right. And then when it got into your area, it stopped again, right?
Yeah, when it got north of me.
Okay.
But there was no noise.
Okay, do you have any idea of how big that thing was? Can you compare it with anything?
Wow. It was much bigger than a plane would be.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to say. Because, you know, you never see anything out there, like, that you could compare it to.
Right.
Well, it definitely was bigger than a plane.
Okay, how about altitude?
How high up was it?
Right.
It looked like it was about 300 feet, I guess that's a good guess.
Okay, did it pass directly over you at any time?
No. It was always west of me.
Okay.
It looked like it was over the ocean the whole time.
Uh-huh. Here's a goodie, about how far away?
Well, initially when I see at my house, I'm about a quarter mile away from the ocean.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I moved that far, but it was still, from my house, it was still at least a quarter mile away because it was still west. It looked like it was maybe another eighth or a quarter of a mile, maybe.
Okay. And this thing, did you watch it as it went out of sight?
Yeah.
And it was heading north at the time?
Yeah, and I couldn't see it any longer because it got too small and, like, over the...
Did it maintain the constant altitude?
As far as I could tell.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was the weather conditions that night?
Oh, that was good. You could see stars and stuff like that.
Okay. Any idea which direction the wind was coming from?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
I imagine it was probably coming in from maybe, usually, it's, you know, constant from the west.
Uh-huh.
But it, about that time of night, it was about almost 9. Sometimes the wind will stop then, and maybe even, and as the, you know, the wind will even come back from the east again.
Okay. Could you pinpoint the time?
Yeah, I went out at 5 minutes till 9.
Okay.
So I could find the North Star, so I could take my reading at 9.
Okay. Now, how long did this whole thing last? Any idea?
Probably about, let me see, maybe Almost a minute.
1 minute, okay.
Yeah. I think I'd say that's a pretty good guess.
Any definite shape to this thing?
No, I couldn't see anything except just the light.
Okay. Was it fairly bright? Was it bright enough to light up the sky?
The only thing that was... It was brighter than, an average light out there.
Uh-huh.
But that ray that it shot out was... That was bright.
Okay, now, you say that went due west?
Yeah.
Okay, now, in comparison to the size of the object, how big a shaft of light was that?
It was, you mean like on a ratio or something?
Right.
It was maybe about 10th or a 20th of it, I'd say.
Okay, now was...
It was really pinpointing exactly if it was spread out or anything.
Uh-huh. In other words, it's a very sharp shaft?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, almost like a pole.
Did that extend quite a ways?
Yeah. I couldn't see where it was going to. It looked... It didn't fade out. It just kept going out there.
Uh-huh. And then did it retract or did it just shut off?
It just shut off.
Okay.
And when it turned on, I mean, it didn't go out there like maybe, what's an example? Like tincture tungsten, that doesn't come out. Oh, it just was on.
Uh-huh.
And then it was off.
Okay. Any other aircraft in the sky at the time?
Not that I noticed.
Okay. Okay, well, we sure appreciate your taking the time to talk to us, and if we get any more information on this thing, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, and officer told me that someone else had reported it also. Some guy in town has also seen the same thing.
Right. We weren't able to get his telephone number.
Oh.
And I guess there were a few people down at Seaside that saw something, too, and we've been trying to contact them.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Hmm.
So maybe they, no doubt that they saw the same thing that you did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Talk to you again later, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.